The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, which was posted to Facebook on April 3rd, 2020. Outside a senior care facility located in Southeast Calgary, cars were parked outside in front of the facility's windows. People from inside their vehicles leaned out of their windows and their sunroofs and started serenading loved ones and staff inside the building. At an apartment building in Dallas, Texas, a building resident inspired by Italians singing from their balconies started singing the same familiar song sung in Calgary. One by one, residents stuck their head out of the windows and joined in.
Lean on me when you're not strong.
They sang along. It was the same song, a song about unity and about hope. That song, Lean On Me, was written and sung by Bill Withers. Bill Withers died from heart problems on Monday, March 30th, 2020, in Los Angeles. He was 81 years of age. These words were part of his family's statement. We are devastated by the loss of our beloved, devoted husband and father. A solitary man with a heart driven to connect to the world at large with his poetry and his music. He spoke honestly to people and connected them to each other, his family said in a statement obtained by CNN. As private a life as he lived, close to intimate families and friends, his music forever belongs to the world in this difficult time. And we pray his music offers comfort and entertainment as fans hold tight to loved ones. Bill Withers wrote and sang a string of soulful songs in the 1970s that have stood the test of time, including Lean On Me, Lovely Day, and Ain't No Sunshine. Withers' death comes as the public has drawn inspiration from his music during the COVID-19 pandemic. Healthcare workers, teachers, artists, and more have posted their own renditions of Lean On Me to help get through difficult times during this international crisis, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. As the nation faces its biggest crisis in a century, the coronavirus pandemic, Lean On Me has become a hymn for the self-isolated masses and a celebration of the medical professionals risking their own lives to save others. This is according to Rolling Stone. In the weeks since the COVID-19 outbreak forced nearly all American citizens to adhere to a stay-at-home order, social media has been deluged with Lean On Me viral clips spanning coast to coast from the U.S., Canada, and beyond. The song just lifts your spirit, said Craig Gavreau, one of the relatives of elderly ones at the Mackenzie Town Continuing Care Center in Calgary. He joined with the others, singing the song, blasting from one of the car's speakers. His parents and uncle live in the facility, according to the CBS Calgary News. Withers wrote Lean On Me in 1972, toying around on a small piano with only the phrase, Lean On Me, to guide him. According to Rolling Stone magazine, he never could have expected the song about a rural man's loneliness in a big city would become an inspirational anthem to those rising up after tragedy, or a celebratory rallying cry of togetherness and resilience in times of trouble. Following the devastating earthquakes in Haiti in 2010, Lean On Me was also there. Rolling Stone said, following the hurricanes Irma and Harvey, as channeled through Stevie Wonder, Lean On Me was there as well. William Harrison Withers Jr. was born July 4, 1938, in the humble coal mining town of Slab Fork, West Virginia, in the final years of the Great Depression. His parents divorced when he was three, and Withers' mom headed to the nearby city of Beckley to raise her six children. His father, who'd worked in the coal mines, died at age 60. This is according to the Village Voice magazine. He was the youngest of six kids and struggled to fit in, largely due to his speech impediment. When you stutter, he told Rolling Stone, people tend to disregard you. He also had to endure incredible racism in the Jim Crow South. One of the first things I learned when I was around 4, he said, was that if you make a mistake and go into a white woman's bathroom, they're going to kill your father. My mother's father was born a slave in 1854, he once said. My parents were born in 1891 and 1897. There's never been a time that I'm not aware that I am black. After high school, he joined the Navy at 17 and spent 9 years in the service as an aircraft mechanic installing toilets. After he left the service, he worked as a milkman in Santa Clara County, California, according to writer Andy Green. He worked other odd jobs as an assembler and a factory worker, always proudly carrying his lunch pail. Then he moved to Los Angeles, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He initially came to the city of stars to return to his aircraft building roots. Eventually, music would become his calling. He bought a guitar at a pawn shop and recorded demos of his tunes in hopes of landing a recording contract. In 1971, he put out his first album, Just As I Am, with the legendary Booker T. Jones at the helm. It had the hits Grandma's Hands and Ain't No Sunshine.
Sunshine when she's gone.
He was photographed on the cover smiling and holding his lunch pail. Withers wrote Lean On Me shortly after learning to play the piano, but didn't think much of it. His label disagreed, and it became a worldwide smash. The three-time Grammy winner left the spotlight in 1985. The popular notion that Bill walked away from music, well, that's mythology, according to Leo Sachs, who produced one of Withers' Grammy-winning albums. The stone truth is that he stopped making music to raise a family. He felt that his children deserved a full-time daddy. John Lennon became a house husband, and Bill did the same thing. Remember, this is a no-nonsense U.S. Navy man, a factory guy who carried his lunch pail. But despite only releasing just 8 albums, he left an incredible mark on the music community and the world at large, according to Rolling Stone. Songs like Lean On Me, Grandma's Hands, Use Me, Ain't No Sunshine, and Lovely Day are embedded in the culture and have been covered countless times. While many of Withers' biggest songs were recorded in the 70s, they have proven to be timeless hits. Lean On Me emerged once again in recent weeks as an anthem of hope and solidarity in the time of COVID-19. Of his song Lean On Me, Withers told SongFacts, it's a rural song that translates probably across demographical lines. Who could argue with the fact that it would be nice to have somebody who was really that way? My experience was there were people who were that way. NPR radio host Bonnie Curry of Texas radio station KLTY organized that sing-along at the apartment building in Dallas. She said she chose Lean On Me as the song for its universality and, of course, for its timely message. She said everything about that song, to me, says what we all need to be doing right now. There are people all around us that need help. Lenny Kravitz wrote in Twitter, rest in power, Bill Withers. Your voice, your songs, and your total expression gave us love, hope, and strength. My soul has and always will be full of your music, your humility displayed, and depth of your power as you carried us all to a better place. You're still and always will be Bill. As Withers sang, sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow.
This reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page was produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studios in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the gracious permission of John S. Randall. I'm your narrator, Kim Leon, and I thank my co-producer, Jackson Leon, and I thank you, the listener, for listening. And I also thank Bill Withers for his timeless collection of songs of love, strength, hope, and unity.
Swallow your pride if I have.